Some of you are not doing what God called you to do. I got to do it. I have to. You that's backslid, you that's running from God, running from your call, say this prayer after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, forgive me of my sins. Set my soul on fire. I'm coming home. I accept Christ. I accept my call. Kingdom living is on the air. Prophet Bobby Hogan, last week was so powerful. Can I take just a moment? I want to thank the thousands of you who have responded to Kingdom Living broadcasts. It has been absolutely amazing. Thousands of phone calls, texts, emails, and letters. This broadcast has connected, this prophetic voice has connected to people all over this nation and all over the nations of the world that have been able to hear Kingdom Living. Last week's broadcast was so powerful, so anointed. We're going to continue the prophetic word. We begin last week after this. After this, listen to the scripture that we shared with you last week. We will pick it up again. Job 42, 16. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons up until four generations. As I shared last week, for you that did not hear the broadcast, 42 chapters in the book of Job, 1,068 verses. But verse 1,067, almost at the very end of the book, sometimes it seems your miracle, your blessing, your breakthrough comes at almost the very end. One song says, he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. 1,068 verses in the book of Job. But verse 1,067 says, after this. I prophesied last week that there is a after this. No trial, no battle, no test lasts forever. Everything Satan throws at you, there may be a beginning date, but there's an ending date. Psalms 30 verse 5, weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm prophesying to you. Last week I said God orders our steps. God orders our stops. He's ordered you to stop right where you are right now. Why? Because your night is about to end and joy is coming. Now, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. After this, let's look a few minutes at this man in the Bible called Job. He is introduced as a man who is righteous. In the book of Job, he's introduced as a man who has great wealth, blessed with seven sons and three daughters. He's introduced as a man living on earth, blessed, righteous. Then the scene switches to heaven. And God brings up Job's name to Satan. Satan doesn't bring up Job's name to God. God brings Satan to Satan's attention, Job's name. And Satan says, but he only serves you because of all your blessings. He only serves you because of what you give him. God said, Satan, you go ahead and touch him. Touch his things, just don't touch his body. Satan said, he'll curse you. God said, go ahead. There was a line. No matter what you're going through, there is a line drawn, and Satan cannot cross that line. In a matter of a short time, Job lost everything. His animals died, his camels, a sign of wealth, his children, his houses, He lost everything in a matter of a short few hours. The verse 20 says, he fell to the ground and worshiped. Verse 21, and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You have lost. You have suffered. Satan has attacked. What do I do, man of God? I'm trying to survive the attack. The attack against your home, your marriage, your children, your business, your church, your business. What do I do? I'm under attack. What Job do? He worshiped. But that's not easy, man of God. No, but you do it anyway. In the middle of what you may be going through right now, I know my Redeemer lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Something about worship gets God's attention when nothing else does. Now the scene goes back into heaven. It goes from heaven, goes from earth, Job introduced, to heaven where God brings up Job's name. Now it goes back. It goes from back to heaven again. And Satan says, you let me touch his body, he'll curse you. God said, go ahead, but you can't kill him. There's always a line drawn. You hear me? He'll not allow more to be put on you than you're able to bear. When Israel went into bondage, Egyptian bondage, it was a horrible time for God's children. They were slaves. They were mistreated. They suffered. But God had told Abram, at that time, your descendants are going to go into captivity for 400 years. But after 400 years, I'm bringing them out. And they shall come out with great substance. There was a time limit. Satan, oh, hear me. Satan's on a timetable. After 400 years to the day, God delivered the children of Israel. There's a time limit. Satan only has so much time. And don't think God's doing what you're going through. God is a good God. See, Job didn't have a Bible. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't have the Word of God to go by. He didn't understand what was happening. You got a Bible. I got a Bible. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus come to give life and life more abundantly. Every good gift cometh from the Lord. Satan is the one who's bringing chaos and destruction and trouble into your life, into your home, to your business, your ministry, your mind, your body. But there is a time limit. Job was attacked with bulls from head to his feet, but he still would not curse God and die. They tell us Job's trial lasted about 9 months. Now, not only has he suffered loss, but now sickness is on his body. And his wife, the one thing he has left, comes and says, curse God and die. He said, you sound like a foolish woman, one of the foolish women. Any of you women that tries to make your husband curse God, walk away from God, you're a foolish woman. He said, I'll never turn my back on God. Listen, after 9 months, it was so bad. He cursed the day he was born. He wanted to die. Aren't you glad God don't answer every prayer you pray? Aren't you glad when you was going through that trial, that battle, maybe the one you're going through right now, and you said, oh God, just take me on to heaven. Listen, you're going to be glad he didn't, because your restoration is going to be so sweet. Most ever man of God, woman of God, most people in the kingdom of God go through a season, dark hour of the soul, fighting the beast at Ephesus. I could tell you, those in the Bible who prayed to die, who said, God, Elijah, take my life. Jonah. But what happened? After Elijah come out of his battle, he had a great victory, anointed Elisha to take his place. Jonah, after he prayed to die, won a whole city to Christ or to God. Whole city repented. I'm telling you, there's an after this. After your battle, after your trial, there's going to be a victory. Woo! Glory to God. Greater than any victory you've ever known. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Gonna show up and show out, and what you've been believing for, hoping for, and praying for is going to be manifested.
I'm gonna show you great and mighty things. You're gonna handle more money in the next 10 years of your life than you handled in the last 50.
And they're gonna take you to the palace, not back to the ghetto. You're not going back down. You're already been down. You're going back up this time.
You can recover from anything that hits you as long as you have a seed. You are indefeatable. Nobody can defeat you in your future as long as you have a seed.
Don't you miss camp meeting 2019. It's almost here. It's going to be an encounter with God. You must be there. Also, we have anointed people right now, kingdom people, waiting to take your call, to pray with you in your battle, to pray with you in your trial. I feel there's a lot of people going through family problems. There's an anointing tonight. Today, whatever time you hear the broadcast, to come out of that family situation, call that number on the screen. Call that number on the screen. A worker's waiting to pray for you, someone that knows how to pray. You'll be so blessed by calling that number. After this, after Job went through everything he went through, after the loss of his children, the loss of his wealth, the loss of his property, the loss of power, the loss of influence, even after his restoration, Job 42:10, after Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Job 42:12, and the Lord blessed the latter end of Job's life more than the former. Instead of 7,000 sheep, he had 14,000. Instead of 3,000 camels, he had 6,000. Instead of 3,000 yoke of oxen, 6,000. And he had 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. But even after his restoration, What does the Bible say? Verse 1067 of the book of Job. After this, God added 140 years to his life. Job's battle was big, but his blessing was bigger. Your battle is big, but your blessing will be bigger. After you come out of this, there will be a after this. Israel said in Psalms, when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dream. Our mouths was filled with laughter. The heathen, the nation said, the Lord has done great things for them. We said the Lord's done great things for us. God blessed his people so much that even their enemies said, God's done great things for them. I got a prophecy. When you come out of this battle and God turns your captivity, God's going to bless you so much that even your enemies are going to say, God has done great things for them. And you're going to say, the Lord's done great things for us. And you're going to laugh again. You're going to prosper again. You're going to preach again. You're going to love again. Devil's telling you you'll never love again because Satan destroyed your first marriage. God's going to send somebody to love you. I see you right there. Satan roars in your mind. Nobody will ever love you again. Making you feel unworthy when you wasn't the one that done wrong. You listen, I'm your prophet. You're going to love again. Going to prosper again, sing again, preach again, dream again. After this, your greatest blessing. Daniel went into the lion's den. But after the lion's den, he was promoted. He would have never got the promotion if he would have never had his faith tested in the lion's den. Three Hebrew children. Thrown into a fiery furnace, heated seven times hotter. So hot the men that threw them in could not survive the flames. But oh, did not we throw three men in, the king says. I see four, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And they come out of the fire, and they were promoted after their trial after this was a blessing. Moses runs in fear to the backside of the desert. 40 years, we find little about him. One day he's watching his father-in-law's sheep and he sees a bush on fire and God speaks out of the bush. Calls him back to Egypt to deliver God's people. I'm sure Moses thought it's over. 40 years on the backside of the desert, we never find God speaks one time. But then the burning bush experience. I'm your burning bush. I don't mean that disrespectful, but I am the bush. I'm the thing. I'm the person that God is using to speak to you who has run from God, run from your call, run from your destiny. People right now are not serving God that used to serve God. Some of you are not doing what God called you to do. I got to do it. I have to. You that's backslid, you that's running from God, running from your call, say this prayer after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Yahshua, forgive me of my sins. Set my soul on fire. I'm coming home. I accept Christ. I accept my call. You meant that? You believe that? You believe your best is ahead no matter what you're going through? Call the number on the screen. Someone will work with you, pray with you, get you through this thing you're going through. You can know once again that God's not through with you. Even, thank you, Holy Spirit, even your failure, even your sin, even your mistake has not changed God's mind about you. The prodigal son, run from the father, run from his home. When he come home, the father didn't say, he once was my son. No, I've not changed my mind. That's still my son. The Bible says the call of God is without repentance. Even your foolishness, your mistakes, your sins has not changed God's mind about you. You still got a call. You still got destiny. And there is a after this. Your greatest days don't have to be behind. They can be right in front of you. His mercies are new every morning. I'm talking to people right now. You feel like it's over because of what you've done. But his mercies are new every day. And there is a after this. There was for Peter. Remember he denied the Lord? Curse. But who preached that first message after the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost? 3,000 was saved. Peter. There was an after this for Samson who blew it. But God re-anointed him. There was an after this for David who committed adultery, had an innocent man killed, but he cried out, oh God, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. If you was to mark my iniquities and keep them in your remembrance against me, I couldn't make it. He ended up becoming a great man of war, even as great as before, and to this day is Israel's most beloved king, a psalmist. There's an after this. No failure has to be final. Your defeat don't have to keep you down. Your battle can't hold you. Your trial, your test can't destroy you. I got to prophesy as we come to the close of the broadcast. I prophesy to every one of you, first of all, who feels like you can never do what you once did in the kingdom. Preachers, ministers, apostles, fivefold, prayer warriors, singers, you made a mess out of your life. I hear it again. God ordered your stop. You said, I could never rise. I'm prophesying to you, you will rise. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. I fall 7 times, but I get up. Keep hearing that scripture, his mercy is new every day. I prophesy that go ye back in your spirit. I prophesy, dream again, preach again, prosper again, love again, sing again, shout your name out right now. You, build again. Your greatest is ahead. The glory of the latter house is greater than the former. And I prophesy to all of you that's in a battle, a trial, a test, an affliction. Satan tells you you're never coming out. I say to you, you are coming out. You're coming out stronger. You're coming out greater. You're coming out with your head high. And your best is yet to come. Because there is a after this. I know I mentioned it several times, but I got to say it. The numbers on the screen, I believe will probably break all records with phone calls on a broadcast, because there's an anointing to bring people out, anointing of restoration, an anointing that the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. You have a verse 1,068, 1,067. Remember, 1,068 verses in the book of Job, but one verse 1,067. After this, Job lived 140 years. Saw his children, and his children's children up to the fourth generation. You have a blessing coming. You have a verse 1067. God's getting ready to bless you. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast. Do you receive God's word? Are you one of the hundreds that are catching what God is saying? Some things are taught and some are caught. Seal this word with a seed. Move in faith, sowing a seed into a prophetic word is faith. Fools don't do that. Faith people do that. Sometimes you sow a seed, it may make you feel like a fool. Oh, I've been there. But faith people respond. Faith is a fact. The greater faith is an act. Sowing a seed, saying, it's like I see a check sign and you see our check wrote. And your seed is signing the check, saying, I believe. Can't buy miracles, but you sow seeds and you get harvest. You sow into a certain ground, that's where your harvest comes from. Sow that after this seed. Many of you can sow a seed of $100. After this miracle seed. Yes, man of God, I believe. That I'm coming out. I believe my greatest is ahead. And I just feel this in my spirit and my soul. Many of you can sow $100, but I really want to challenge God's people to $50 seed, 50 Jubilee. And I hear there's many of you need to sow a seed for a granddaughter, a grandson, a son, a daughter, maybe a business, a church, whatever area. There is a after this. What can you lose sowing that $100 seed? What can you lose sowing that 50 or doubling that 50 to double to 100? You've tried everything else. Some of you almost lost hope. My voice is making your baby kick. Remember when John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb heard Mary's voice, he started leaping. Some of you, your dreams leaping again. Your vision's leaping. Glory to God. New life is coming. Faith cometh by hearing, not what you heard. Hearing, present. You've heard a rhema word. Your best is yet to come. Go to the phone. Go to our website. Write me. Man of God, this seed is a seed I'm sowing in faith. That my best is ahead. That I have a verse 1067 in my life. Job 1067, the verse. 1068 verses, Job 1067. After this, Job got a blessing. Be wise. Believe the prophets and you prosper. Believe me and prosper. Be blessed.